Here at 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, many choices and real voices. I am glad that our friends John Train are in the studio. John Train is consists of John Hulan on vocals, acoustic guitar, and a major songwriter. Mark Schreiber on the drums, Mark Tucker on the electric, acoustic, steel guitars, keyboards, William Ferguson on mandolin, Mike Frank on the bass, and Mike Slomo Brenner on steel guitar. Dobro, Mike Slomo Brenner and John Hulan are here in the studio to talk about their new album, Cowboy Dreams, and I'm really glad they came up from Philadelphia to spend some time with us here on The Blend. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Keith.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I was thinking on the way up here that this may be the first time I've actually played in Bethlehem. Mike was saying his old band that you would remember, Keith, the Low Road, played some shows up here, but I've certainly been to a lot of shows up here at Godfrey Daniels, and in fact, I'm coming up again tomorrow night to see the great Garnet Rogers.
But, oh, wow.
Mike, I think, played here, right?
Yeah.
At Godfrey's?
No, I don't think I ever played at Godfrey's. I think the Low Road opened up for the Original Sins.
Okay.
What were some of the rock clubs? I thought it had a number in it. It was like the 40-something? No.
I was by that time, I was in Philly, so I didn't really come up for any rock clubs.
It's been a while, but we're still fans of Brother JT.
Oh, yeah. So
he's from around these parts, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He's done some shows here off and on, too, on the radio. Yeah, well, that's great. So tell me about the album and the inspiration. It's kind of like a city cowboy thing going on. Is that
That's
because
exactly
of
the
Wissahickon, and there's a lot of stables around that area?
That's right. And my wife Jody took up riding about 10-15 years ago and got affiliated with various stables around the city. And I don't ride myself, but I ended up tagging along and getting to know people around the different barns she was riding out of, and getting to know some of the animals, some of the horses, and putting together some songs related to those experiences. And at the same time, I always like kind of cowboy-themed songs, so we pulled in some songs that we'd been playing for a number of years, cover songs, including the title track, Cowboy Dreams, and got all that into the mix and laid down a record in a couple days in a studio in Haddon Heights, actually, New Jersey, called Gradwell House, and are delighted with how it came out.
Sounds great. There's a lot of varied sonic textures on it, and there's some good down, like hoedown pieces, a couple of instrumentals, and then there's some nice plaintive kind of ballads. I like the mix of the thing. And the Jonathan Richman song is great. I didn't even know about that country album that he did in the 90s.
That's right. It's called Jonathan
Goes Country.
Jonathan Goes Country, you know, and it was half tongue in cheek, but you know, typical for Jonathan Richman. Even when he does have his tongue in his cheek, there's something heartfelt about what he does, and he did that record with a group of musicians in Missouri called the Skeletons. So they're a great kind of like honky tonk road band, and I think it might be my favorite Jonathan Richman record. And that was the song we pulled off there called "Since She Started to Ride," where he's sort of lamenting the amount of time he's spending with his girlfriend or his wife because she's always at the barn, and that was something that I could relate to. So.
Well, great. Well, let's hear, a track from Cowboy Dreams, our friends John Train from Philadelphia, here on WDIY.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. We'll do one that's called Twister, and this song is about a horse I met along the way during the last, 10 years or so, hanging around various stables, and he was a horse that Jody shareboarded, which means you kind of help take care of the horse and what they need in terms of their monthly maintenance, and in return you get to ride the horse, and I got to know this guy pretty well, and After he passed away on Christmas Day a few years back, and I was moved to write this song about him. So it's called Twister. With precious cargo on your back, a little fussy in your tack, you walked along beside me on the drive. You paused before a rambling stream as if you were lost in a dream. Sometimes you got distracted on the ride. And it's run, Twister, run through the hot fields in the sun, in the streets of Philadelphia just the same. In the sweet by and by to that highway in the sky, it's the same place, we just give it different names. From Monastery to Misty's Barn, where old black cowboys spin their yarns, you got along wherever you did go. From the trails of Wissahickon Creek up to the unknown Soldier's Peak, you ended up on the Belmont Plateau. And it's run, Twister, run through the hot fields in the sun, in the streets of Philadelphia just the same. In the sweet by and by to that highway in the sky, it's the same place, we just give it different names. All right, slow-mo.
John Train from Philadelphia, consisting of John Hulan on the vocals, acoustic guitar, and songwriting, and Mike Slomo Brenner on a really nice steel pedal or steel guitar sound. Really adds to the poignancy and the atmosphere of that song. Really, really good. Really awesome. You've been, a disciple of Bob Dylan, and he did a few little, he started the country rock movement, or along with the Birds, I guess, and that whole sound and that whole philosophy. I definitely hear a little bit of that in this album, and also maybe a little Graham Parsons and maybe some of the old country stars too.
Sure.
How did you come about putting an album like this out? Besides the, the love of the horses.
You named all the right people, Keith.
Yep.
Definitely Bob was a huge influence, in general. But, him and when the Birds put out Sweetheart of the Rodeo, that would have been, in the 68 or so, they did a couple of Bob songs on there that later came out on the Basement Tapes. And, Bob's... John Wesley Harding album and Nashville Skyline, those sort of sounds had a huge influence on me and a lot of other people. So, and then you also mentioned Graham Parsons or the Flying Burrito Brothers, and I kind of came to that stuff in a somewhat unusual way, although maybe not for people of a certain age. When I was a kid, I was a huge and remain a huge Elvis Costello fan. Mm-hmm. And he put out a record in, I think, around 1981 or so called Almost Blue. Mm-hmm. And he alienated a lot of his fans because it was a record where he went down to Nashville and cut all kind of honky-tonk and country and western songs with George Jones producer, Billy Sherrill. And that record really knocked me out, mm-hmm. To the point where I started going back and looking into the people he was recording. And one of the people he covered on that record was Gram Parsons, specifically some Flying Burrito Brothers songs. So, yeah, man, those were absolutely touchstones, not only for this record, but in general, where John Train's coming from. All that stuff was, from a young age was very much motivational to me and inspirational too.
Yeah, I think a B-side on that was Charlie Rich's "Who Will the Next Fool Be?" or "Find Yourself Another Fool."
Yes, that's exactly right, man. You know the deep cuts, Keith. I'm impressed.
The Charlie Rich song is one of my all-time, like, top five songs ever. Wow. It just gets you. He was this soul singer, and before he was a country singer, and he just. You know, the Silver Fox. Wow.
Silver Fox. Yep.
I could go back. Yep. So, Mike, you know, you play with a lot of bands. You have a lot of different fingers and hands in different pots. And you've been with John Train, with John Hulan here for years doing different things. What tell us about your attraction to this, or your participation.
Well, yeah, John and I met. We've been playing together for 28 years. Sorry, jeez. I was in this band in Philly in the 90s called The Low Road. And towards the end of that band's arc, shall we say, I started to get really interested in bluegrass dobro. I didn't even know what it was. I just kept hearing the sound of the slide guitar, and I knew it wasn't a bottleneck. And then finally someone pointed out that it was Jerry Douglas playing on something. And I got real obsessed by it. And I basically, you know, started playing dobro. And certainly wasn't especially good when I started. And I remembered my former roommate, John Hulan, who we had met some years before, and he lived for a year or so in a West Philly house that the Low Road used to all live in. And I remember John was down in the basement, kind of drunk, I think, singing all these Hank Williams tunes. And I didn't even know that he played music at the time. So maybe a couple years later, I was into the dobro thing, and we ran into each other at a Jerry Douglas... Who was he playing with?
A Tin Angel gig, maybe. Yeah.
He was playing with the guy from Old and in the Way, right?
With
Peter Rowan, right?
Right.
So I just happened to run into him, and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm giving the go on this dobro, and I remember you knew a lot of that material, and maybe we can, make some noise together." And that's really how it started. We were both kind of just finding our way. I mean, John knew a ton of tunes, which was super helpful. And we just kept playing, and we added members. Now it's a six-piece, but it's been a pretty organic growth for 28 years. It's been a slow growth.
Yeah, we're not an overnight.
No, no.
Well, your performances at Fergie's every Friday for a while were definitely a residency. Mm-hmm. It was really just like, wow, it knocked me out. I mean,
thanks.
You guys were always good, but wow, I was like, you guys should be playing more or opening for somebody. And as fate would have it, you were opening for Graham Parker on May 5th?
Correct. Yes, just at down the Sellersville. From here at the Sellersville Theater. Thanks for bringing that up, Keith. And I was mentioning Elvis Costello, but I have to say, back in that era, I was just as inspired and interested in Graham Parker, as we talked about Graham Parsons, but yes. Graham Parker's
right.
music. So to get to support him at the Sellersville Theater, honestly, is an honor. I can't wait. So if anybody's looking to see Graham and want to check out Mike and I, get your tickets now over on the Sellersville Theater
that's
website.
ST94, I think, .com.
Very good.
For the website. Well, let's hear another classic from Cowboy Dreams from John
Trent. This is actually one I told you I had pulled some covers in on this record. I wrote a bunch of kind of cowboy-themed stuff, but this is the title track, and I didn't write it. It's called Cowboy Dreams, and it's by a guy named Paddy McAloon. I imagine you know who that is, Keith, but for your listeners out there who may not, he was the front man and the songwriter of a band called Prefab Sprout.
Yeah, I knew the name, yes.
Another band that I really, really connected with when I was a kid. He somehow wrote what I consider to be like a wonderful country and western theme song, even though he's from England.
It's
but I don't know how he did it. Oh, but yeah. Anyway, here it is. It's called Cowboy Dreams.
John Train on WDIY.
Okay,
troubles out of town. You're looking at a mountain man, you're looking at the law, looking at a six-gun shooter, fastest on the draw. Cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, give me cowboy. Cowboy dreams, yippee.
Cowboy Dreams from John Train, a Prefab Sprout song.
Right.
From Cowboy Dreams, the title track. And I just looked it up because I don't recall that album or that song from the 80s because it was from 2001, The Gunman and Other Stories.
It's a funny story how that I came across that, amazing. Actually. John Train was one time doing some dates in Holland. And we were playing some town, I can't remember, and they had us come to an in-store at a record store, back when you did that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't pay us, which was cool, but they said at the end of the, after we did a little set for them, they said, pick out any CD you want. That'll be our gift to you. So I was going through the rack, and I saw this Prefab Sprout song that you just mentioned, which was never released in the United States. It was an import. And I picked it up, and when I got home, I just couldn't take it off. And I loved a bunch of songs on it, but that Cowboy Dreams one really stood out for me. And it came to mind when we started pulling those stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, I never knew that existed.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go get it immediately.
I saw someone on YouTube had done it as a single.
Remember Jimmy that? Nile.
Jimmy
yeah,
Nile.
Yeah, the English pop singer. Yeah, okay. He had a hit with it in England, but it never made its way over here so much.
Wow, very nice. I would have never. I mean, I saw the credit, and I'm like, I know that name.
Yep.
Yes. That's great. Cowboy Dreams. The title track from John Train's latest. We have John Hulon here and Mike Slomo Brenner from the band just playing a few songs for us and reminiscing about their past experiences in music and about what drove them to make the record. That's great. And they're appearing at Sellersville with opening for Graham Parker on May 5th. You can log on to st94.com for more info on that. I'll be trying to go to that show, definitely. So, let's, close it out and maybe play one more song before you go on your way and we continue with the blend. Here at 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, Many Choices and Real Voices, your host Keith Kelleher today. Really glad that you guys came to stop by.
Thank you so much for having us, Keith.
Yes,
yeah, really
of course.
Appreciate it.
Really cool.
Let me do an old cowboy move here. I'll drop my D. This is one more track from the record. This one is called Dream Waltz, and I wrote it about a little foal, which means a baby horse, that I met over at Belmont Stables named Dream, and somehow he inspired this song. Little foal in his stall, dreaming dreams, that is all. Groundwork on the line, little fool you'll do fine. Dream waltz and tear down these fences that surround. Hang tough and run free, the road ahead's for you and me. Dream waltz, little fool hard to train, pitter patter up. Fences that surround,
run free and untamed. Shake loose from your reins, dream walls.
Track Dream Waltz from John Train's Cowboy Dreams. Mike Slomo Brenner on lap steel and John Hula on vocals, acoustic guitar, songwriting. Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, yeah, Keith.
So
nice
much,
to
Keith.
Be up here.
And we will see you guys at the Graham Parker Show on May 5th at the Sellersville. Log on to ST94.com for more info. We're going to play a track from the Cowboy Dreams. This track is called Blood Horses, and we'll get to a, like a little classic country set with some Ferlin Husky, too, and Marty Stewart. This is WDIY 88.1.